कुंज बिहारी। जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजना। यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजना। यमुना तीरा वनचारी। यमुना तीरा वनचारी। जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजना। यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजना। यमुना तीरा वनचारी। यमुना तीरा वनचारी। जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदा श्रीमदेसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की नमाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की श्री श्री राधारस प्रिय ललिता विशाखा की श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण मान की श्री श्री गौर निथाय की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, Text Number 4. Pavakaha, Pavamanaha, Cha, Shuchihi, Iti, Agnayaha, Pura, Vasishta, Shapat, Utpanna, Punaha, Yogagatim, गताः पावकः पवमानश्च शुचिरिति अग्नयः पुरा वसिष्ठशापाद् उत्पन्ना पुनर्योगगतिं गताः पावकः पवमानश्च शुचिरिति अग्नयः पुरा वसिष्ठशापाद् उत्पन्ना पुनर्योगगतिं गताः पावकः पवमानश्च शुचिरिति अग्नयः पुरा वसिष्ठशापाद् उत्पन्ना पुनर्योगगतिं गताः माताजी पावक ऑफ द नेम पावक पवमान ऑफ द नेम पवमान also Shuchihi of the name Shuchi Iti thus Agnayaha the fire gods Pura formerly Vasishta the great sage Vasishta Shapat by being cursed Utpanna now born as such Punaha again Yoga Gatim, the destination of mystic yoga practice. Gataha, attained. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The three sons of Maharaj Antardhana were named Pavaka, Pavamana and Shuchi. Formerly these three personalities were the demigods of fire. But due to the curse of the great sage Vasishta, they became the sons of Maharaj Antardhana. As such, they were as powerful as the fire gods and they attained the destination of mystic yoga power, being again situated as the demigods of fire. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita 6:41-43, it is stated that one who falls down from yoga practice is elevated to the heavenly planets and after enjoying the material facilities there, he again comes down to the earthly planet and takes birth in a very rich family or a very pious Brahmana family. Thus it is to be understood that when demigods fall down, they come to earth as sons of very rich and pious families. In such families, the living entity gets an opportunity to execute Krishna consciousness and thereby gain promotion to his desired goal. The sons of Maharaj Antardhana had been the demigods in charge of fire and they regained their former position and by mystic power returned to the heavenly planets. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन सलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौरभक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ramo Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo Hare Hare. Once one spiritual master told his disciple, be like a winnow, not like a sieve. You know? So the quality of a sieve, when you, you know, put the grains, it will you know, send off the good material and then retains all the stones and chaff and all that. Right? But the property of winnow is it retains good stuff, you know, and the sense of all the unnecessary particles. So like that, a devotee is advised to hear, to be like a winnow, hear carefully and retain all good things, and which are not required you can throw off. So especially the devotees who are sitting in the back side behind the pillars, I request them to come forward and sit and hear carefully, because I've experienced, if you sit there you can't hear only, and you will simply disturb the class, unless you have radios, you know. Shankar Pawarji, aao andar aage aao. Sab bhaktlon se vinti hai jo piche baithe hain, आगे आके बैठे. Here, the theme here today, Maharaj, sons of Maharaj Antardhana, they were Pavaka, Pavamana and Shuchi, and formerly they were personalities of sons of demigods, fire. Three personalities were the demigods of fire, but due to the curse of Vasishtha Muni, they fell down to be the sons of Antardhana, Maharaj Antardhana. Like we see, there is one story. Once there was one person who was actually stranded in one Caribbean island. So he was there struggling, you know, to survive, and somehow or other he was actually, he used some survival techniques, and he collected some wood, bamboo sticks and all the other stuff, you know, and then somehow he built a small you know, hut, and eating this and that, and he was surviving. And then he was praying, he was thinking, if I continue like this, I'll become a history, you know, I won't live longer. Then he prayed to God, Krishna, very intensely, that my dear Lord, you know, please save me from this situation, you know, because he was in a desert island, nobody is there. You know, he is thinking, I should do something. And then he was praying to the Lord intensely that, oh my dear Lord, please save me from this situation. Somehow or other, take me out from here. Like that. So he prayed like that to the Lord and slept. So next day morning, to his shock, there were huge thundering and lightning. And one lightning bolt fell on that hut. And that whatever he's there, whatever it is there, it got destroyed. And he was thinking, "Arey, I prayed to the Lord to save me, but instead, whatever I have got, he destroyed. Oh God, you are so merciless. You are so cruel. You know, I prayed to you. If at all I get a chance, I want to punch you." Like that, he was showing in the sky and he was very angry. Then he said, okay, now whatever survival technique I have, now it is gone. Now I am going to die. And to his shock, he found one ship coming towards that island. You know? Then they came and they rescued him. Then he said, oh, I think because I threatened, you know, God became very afraid. That's why he sent the ship. Then later on he inquired, how come, you know, you came here? Then that captain was saying, I was looking through the, you know, binoculars. I was looking through the binoculars. And then I found, you know, some smoke is coming, you know, from the hut, from this place. And then I thought somebody must be living here. That's why we came. You know, then he immediately understood that actually before the rain of mercy falls down, there will be lightning and thunder, you know, like that. So then he first thing he did was he came back, knelt down, you know, and then he prayed that, my dear Lord, thank you very much, you are very merciful, like that. So in the devotees' lives also, sometimes many incidents were described in Bhagavatam where, you know, devotees are some people, they were cursed by the sages, you know. But actually, it was actually lightning and thunder before the rain of mercy of Krishna fell on them, right? For example, Nalakuvera and Manigriva, you know, they were enjoying nakedly in Ganges Mandakini River, and Narada Muni cursed him, you know. But it was only it actually preceded the mercy of the Lord, where, you know, they got to live in Vrindavan, seeing the wonderful pastimes of the Lord, right? There is one more incident where in 9th canto Bhagavatam, the son of Shraddhadeva Manu Maharaj, Prashruddha, even though he was born as a Kshatriya, he wanted to be a Gopalaka, means a protector of the cows. You know, he decided, I won't become a king, I will become a protector of the cows. He was carrying a sword and whole night he was protecting the cows. You know, so Prabhupada writes, this shows the importance of protecting the cows. You know, some of the Kshatriyas, they should take this job of protecting the cows. You know, then whole night he would stand Virasana, means carrying his sword, you know, in a position to ready to attack, like that. So one day, because it was a little cloudy day, you know, one tiger entered the cowshed, and all the cows, they became very frightened, running. They started running here and there. Then immediately Prashruddha, he attacked. In his attack in the night, because the moonlight is not there, he tried to kill a tiger, but instead he killed a cow, and the tiger's ear got cut off. And because the tiger got frightened and ran away. And in the morning when he saw cow was killed, he felt very bad. Then he informed Vasishtha Muni whatever happened. So Vasishtha Muni became very angry and he cursed him that you are not fit to be a Kshatriya, you become a Sudra in your next life. You know. Then Prashruddha, he accepted the curse in a very humble way. But he gave up everything and he went to the forest and you know, he performed celibacy very strictly. Then he became very silent. And he worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he became a very great devotee. And he overcome the curse of Vasishtha Muni. And went back home, back to Godhead. Instead of taking birth as a Sudra. Right? So Prabhupada says, sometimes the sages, like he said, actually in this case, Vasishtha Muni is actually Durmati. Shri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur quoted him as Durmati. Because, you know, he, after all, you know, nobody, his Prashruddha, after all, is his disciple, and he should have forgiven him and should have performed some atonement instead of cursing him. But the devotees are very gracious that he took it. He didn't, if he wanted, he could have also cursed back Vasishtha Muni, but he did not. Then he performed austerities and penance and performed devotional service and attained perfection. Like that. But even if some, like it is given in this purport, Prabhupada is mentioning that how when a devotee falls down, what will happen, right? Like Prabhupada gave this example I heard in one lecture on second chapter Bhagavad Gita that previously in India, very few medical colleges were there, very few engineering colleges are there. If anybody gets admission into engineering or medicine that time, you know, it's a very big achievement. And nowadays, like mushrooms, you know, they grew up so many colleges, right? But previously it was in Andhra only, there were only two engineering colleges were there during my father's time. Right? If somebody got admission in engineering, means why, you know, like that medical. So that time, you know, education is also very difficult, tough. Like, so Prabhupada was saying in that lecture that it is very, very difficult to pass medicine, MBBS. You know, it involves a lot of hard work, memorizing so many medicines, names, and memorizing so many anatomy, all the bodily parts, and memorizing all prescriptions. It involves a lot of hard work. And many people, many students used to fail in the exam. So Prabhupada was saying that it's very difficult to pass medicine, but if somebody passes out from medicine, then he will have a very flourishing practice and well-known, you know, like Radha Govind was saying in one class, the doctor means he's like God. You know, if he is saving somebody without taking money, he's like, you know, next to God, you know. People actually, some doctors, you know, they have very good hand, and whomever they treat, you know, they get cured and then they become very famous like that. So if somebody passes out from medicine, then he will be very well known as doc, so and so doctor, this, that, and then he will earn a lot of money, reputation, all that. But Prabhupada is saying, if somebody fails in, you know, after 10 years also he was unable to pass, you know, then they were given a degree. It is called RMP, registered medical practitioner, you know. So if you pass out, you will get medical degree and earn a lot of money. Otherwise also, you will get RMP. Then in villages and all, in our village, we used to have only RMPs. You know, Suyi Denega was. So all these villagers and all, if somebody gives Suyi, then he is a very good doctor. Some doctors, you know, they say, why injection, you know, take this medicine, it will be all right. Nene, ye doctor achcha nahi hai, wo Suyi nahi diya. All these RMP doctors, they are. So our doctor in our village, he would give some color water, some glucose water, you know, injection. He'll get, take 10 rupees, 30 rupees, like that. So, Prabhupada saying devotional service is like that. You practice devotional service, if you become perfect in devotional service, you will go back to Godhead, become an associate of the Supreme Lord Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. But even if you fail, no problem, right? You will be sent to heavenly planets. There, one can enjoy, and again, they will be sent back to the earthly planet. Then, you know, Suchinam Shimatam Gehe Yoga Brashta Vijayate. Krishna is saying, Arjuna is asking, what will happen if somebody is practicing Krishna consciousness and he is not able to control his mind and he falls down, you know? So, you know, he'll be like a raven cloud, you know, from the path of transcendence, fall away from both the spiritual and material success, and perish like a raven cloud with no position in any sphere, you know? They say in Hindi, Nagarka Nagatka. You know, no material life, no material happiness, and no spiritual happiness, right? No spiritual success. So what will happen to such a person? Krishna is saying, don't worry, my dear Arjuna. Anybody who is engaged in auspicious activities, Durgatim Tata Gacchati, he will never meet with inauspiciousness. You know, then he says, Prapya Punya Kritam Lokan, Ushitva Shashwati Sama, Shuchinam Simitam Gehe, Yoga Brashta Abhijayate. He said, after many, many years of enjoyment on the planets of the pious living entities, he is born into a family of righteous people or into the family of rich aristocracy. You know, those people who practice Swadharma very strictly, Prabhupada quoted in one lecture, you know, if somebody is not performing devotional service, but if somebody is following Varnashram Dharma very strictly, so Giriraj Maharaj asked Prabhupada, what will happen to such a person? Prabhupada said, he will go to hell. You know, he will go to hell. So if somebody is practicing Krishna consciousness, but tyaktva swadharmam charanambujam harir, bhajan apakvat tato yadi. If somebody is he's not perfect, pakka in his devotional service, but somehow or other he surrendered to Krishna, so what will happen? There is no loss. You know, he will go to Swargaloka. Prabhupada writes in the purport that who will go to Swargaloka and who will go to who will take birth in Shuchinam Shrimatam Gehe. Right? So if you perform little devotional service and fall down, then you will go to Swargaloka. You know? If you perform lot of devotional service and fall down, then you will take birth as a devotee in Vaishnava family. Sometimes some devotees they preach, you know, you should practice Krishna consciousness and go back to Godhead. Otherwise, you will go to Swargaloka and enjoy there for many, many years. So by the time you finish it and come down, Hare Krishna movement will be finished, 10,000 years. Right? You'll be in great trouble. Right? That is one aspect, yes. The chances are there. Another aspect is, actually I've read in 11th Canto Bhagavatam, I forgot the quote, verse. But the meaning of that verse is that my devotees, if they don't, suppose if they're performing devotional service, and if they're not pakka, and they fall down, if they don't want to go to Swargaloka, I will not send them. You know, I will not send them. So we have to be very careful in our day-to-day prayers also, that my dear Lord, I have weakness of heart, I have force of my bad habits, you know, your Maya is very powerful, I am not able to practice perfectly. In case, by your causeless mercy, if you take me back to Godhead, you know, I'll be very thankful, grateful to you. Otherwise, please don't send me to heavenly planets. I have no desire. You know, right? I have no desire. This is all Akasha Pushpa. You know, there is no substance to sense enjoyment. Right? The other day I was quoting that Narada Muni, he met one sage. You know, he said his name was Romasha Muni. You know, when one Indra falls down, one hair of his falls down. So he was living in a poor, no hut, nothing. And Narada Muni asked, why you are not making any hut or anything? Oh, actually, my life is very short. So what is, why I should wear cloth? He's not wearing any cloth. He's not having any hut, nothing. He was just living under the tree. Narada Muni asked, why, you know, my life is very short. How short it is? Every time one Indra changes, his one hair falls. That was his lifespan. So he's thinking, my life is very short, you know. We are foolish people. We are thinking, you know, 60, 70 years, oh, I've got so much life. Right? But actually, you know, we are like a fly, you know. Like that, we have to be very careful. This, that's why I was saying the other day, this material world is not for a gentleman. It is for a mental man. You know, those who are mental only, they want to take birth again and again. Those who are mental only, they want to go to Swargaloka and enjoy. Right? So we should actually pray to the Lord that, you know, my dear Lord, please help me to prosecute devotion service very nicely. Otherwise, if I fail, don't send me to heavenly planets. You know, it's a big loss. You know, in heavenly planets, it's very difficult to practice devotion service because you are surrounded by so much enjoyment. You will simply forget, you know, Krishna, you know. The last thing, you know, on one somebody's mind will be devotional service. That's why Queen Kunti is praying, Janmaishwarya Shruta Sribir, Edamana Madhapuman. You know, I don't want, you know, all these things, you know, they simply make you proud. Like that. So, this is the thing. Then why, you know, how to take care, you know. So now we are talking about, if somebody falls down, you know, what is to be done, right? Then, why we should fall down, you know? What precautions, you know, we should take care? Like that, in defense, when we are taking training, they have taught a theory, right? It is called deterministic chaos theory. Deterministic chaos theory. So in this theory, it is said somewhere in the universe, if there is a small minuscule change in the universal order, then its effect is felt in some other part of the universe. You know, like there is one scientist, Dr. Edward Lawrence. He wrote, you know, what is called butterfly effect. Suppose a butterfly in Brazil is flapping his wings, you know, and then there is a disorder in the universe, and then the effect is felt in Texas in the form of a tornado. Right? And if somebody is pumping air in a tire, cycle tire, and if it is burst, and its effect is felt in a hurricane in California. Right? Like when they're teaching, you know, when they teach you the rifle shooting training, you know, they have this you have to concentrate, and there is concentric circles, and there is a bull's eye. Then you have that barrel of the gun has to align with the bull's eye, right? Then there are slogans, right? A small changes can lead to vast different destination. You know, if little bit move little bit, then the bullet will go and hit somewhere else. Right? Even in navigation flights. Right, Pawarji? You understanding? See, it is said, if the flight takes off, you know, in New York airport to go to Tel Aviv airport, if there is change in 1 degree longitude, the flight will land in Moscow. Right? So you may be thinking, this is a physics class or a Bhagavatam class. Right? So I will connect this. Like that, there is this deterministic chaos theory is explained in Bhagavatam also. There are many incidents. Right? If you take it, this deterministic chaos theory on a cosmic level, right, when Dhruva Maharaj is performing austerities and penances, or even Hiranyakashipu, you know, the whole world felt the effect. You know, one small boy, you know, six-year-old boy in the Madhuvan, he is performing austerities and penance. And he was actually practicing the breathing exercise. And he, in the beginning, he gave up everything and all. Then he was simply living on air. And that air also, he stopped breathing. Then what happened? The whole world's breathing has stopped. One small boy, six-year-old boy, in the corner of Madhuvan, he was performing austerities. And because of his stopping breathing, you know, breath control, the whole world felt the effect. You know, then all the demigods and all, they went to the Lord and said, "What happened? You know, there is some cosmic annihilation taking place or what? We are not able to say no. There is my devotee Dhruva Maharaj is practicing austerity and he stopped breathing. You know, so like that. In the same way, like a small activity that we do." You know, it will affect great changes in our life. We have to be very careful. It will affect, we should not be lackadaisical or nonchalant in our attitude. We have to be very careful in practicing Krishna consciousness. Like it is said, like, you know, how Indra, he was actually sitting and he became very proud and he did not offer obeisance to Brihaspati. You know, a small mistake by Indra. What happened? The whole community of demigods lost their homes and property and they were consigned to the forest. But a small mistake by... He didn't even say one word. He simply showed disrespect. Right? That is why Prabhupada is saying that the spiritual life is like a walking on the razor's edge. One should be always careful. How not to offend devotees, not to offend deities, not to offend the spiritual master... You know, not to offend Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, there are so many precautions, you know, one has to take, you know, while practicing devotional service. If you think, oh, okay, I'm chanting 16 rounds and all others, they are not so important, then, you know, that kind of neglect, you know, will result in deterministic chaos, right? Chaos in spiritual life. For example, if you take at our personal level, right? The tongue is there. If the tongue is not able, you know, like it is given in a, you know, nectar of instruction, that vacho vegam manasa krodha vegam. If we don't control our tongue, and the tongue is eating all kinds of foodstuffs, you know, then the effect is felt, the pressure is on the belly. Right? And when there is a pressure on the belly, and there is pressure on the genitals. And then one may indulge in illicit sex or other sex, you know. Then for those karmis and all, it may result in deadly diseases. Right? Somebody who is suffering from a deadly disease because of improper sex, he may not be able to figure out, oh, because I could not control the tongue, you know, it is happening all this. But actually a small thing, you know, of eating some outside food, you know, pav bhaji, right? Like we think, you know, nowadays it's become a fashion, you know, Jain food. Our standard is not eating Jain food. You know, oh, Radha Krishna Hotel, very nice dosa, you know, they give without onion garlic. We think, you know, it's a small thing, you know, what is there? You know, what is there? But actually, food cooked by non-devotees, you know, we cannot offer to Krishna. You know, we cannot offer to Krishna. So when we eat like that, it will result in chaos in our spiritual life. So we may think, oh, what is there? You know, sometimes, you know, as grahasthas, you know, we have to go, you know, take our children and go out and eat, going out and eating, right? But it will result, you know, big chaos in spiritual life, right? Then Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Dhyayato Vishyan Pumsa Sangasya Shupajayate. At mental level, also, you know, simply by meditating on the objects of sense gratification, you know, it will lead to disaster. And at the intellectual level, like when Narad Muni met Haryashvas, you know, sons of Daksha Prajapati, he only spoke some riddles. He didn't explain completely anything. He only spoke riddles. Like Mrugari, you know, he used some special effects. You know, he used some special effects. He showed, you know, what will happen to you. All the animals, you know, killing, you know, you're killing, they will eat you. Right? Like yesterday, I went to one life member's house. His mother was complaining, my children, they eat meat. So I was explaining to the children. Said, you know, Prabhupada explained that suppose if somebody is dead, you know, where do you take him? We take him to, take him to graveyard. Like that, you know, all these animals, you know, we kill the animals, and those who eat meat, they take that animal's dead body and keep it in the stomach. So I was telling the children that don't make your stomachs graveyards. Right? So Narad Muni, for Mrugari, he was showing special effects and showing, you know, what will happen, you know, to you if you kill all these animals and all. But for Haryashvas, he didn't explain even the, you know, analogies also. He, you know, he was speaking, you know, in riddles only. But Haryashvas understood the riddles by intelligence. And they understood and they practiced austerities and penance and they attained perfection. And his brothers also, they came and they understood and they also became perfect. And, you know, Daksha Prajapati, they became very angry. You know, then he offended Narad Muni. And it affected in Narad Muni not staying anywhere in one place permanently. And which is actually because of that, he became a universal spiritual master. Right? A small change at an intellectual level resulted in great benefit for... But for Daksha Prajapati, it resulted in, you know, in great chaos by, you know, that he offended Lord Shiva. Then he offended... his head got cut off. And then, you know, he became goat-faced. All that, right? But all this, you know, small change like that. In the same way, at an ego also, you know, at egoistic level, just like, you know, Sringi, Parikshit Maharaj, he very innocently put one snake around the neck. But Sringi became very angry and he cursed Parikshit Maharaj, who is a very religious king. And then he said, you know, he will die in 6-7 days time, you know. But because of that one brahmana's mistake, whole Brahman community became degraded. whole Brahman community became degraded. And in the same way, at spiritual level, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Neha Vikramanasosti Pratyavaho na Vidyate Svalpam Apyasya Dharmasya Trayato Mahato Bhayat. You know, he said, what is this Mahato Bhayat, greatest danger? Prabhupada explains in Los Angeles in one morning walk conversation that this Mahato Bhayat is this great danger of going down to animal species again. You know, animal species again. What is this? He said, it's not that, you know, suppose if you enter in one tree's body. It's not that after finishing that tree's body, you will come back to, again, human species of life. No. You know? Again, one has to go through all the tree species. All the tree species again. Again, he has to come to crawling creatures, birds, bees. Yeah? Small mistake. Neha Vikram. Svalpam. But, Svalpam Apyasya Dharmasya. If you perform a very small activity of devotional service, you know, Krishna is saying, it will save you from a very great danger. Small activity of Krishna consciousness will save you from great danger of going down to animal species of life. In the same way, a small activity in material life will lead us to again animal species or whatever, you know, whatever karma that. So we have to be very careful. That's why Prabhupada said, it is like a walking on the razor's edge. Spiritual life is like walking on the razor's edge. It is like Prabhupada gave this example that once, you know, the local trains, very heavy rush is there. Right? Heavy rush is there. And one person is sitting. You know? And then where a lot of people are sitting there, and one very weak, thin person came. Then he smiled at you. And you are, giving a look. I have no compassion, no place. Then, you know, he was keeping a very miserable place, pitiable face, and, please give me some place. And somehow or other, he came and sat between you and the other passenger. A small little place. Okay, let me give some smiles and some more space. Then you push yourself to a little bit corner. You know, then, you know, to your shock, he calls, you know, another son, hey, beta, come, there is a place here. There is a place here. Then, one son sits on the lap. Then he has one more son. Hey, you also come. So you also sit. Then in no time, one fat big lady comes. She is your wife. You come to the place. Prabhupada says, this is how Maya enters. In like a needle, out like a plow. Small thing, you know. Oh, what is it? I'm chanting so many rounds. No problem if I watch some TV or something. That's how, you know, Maya enters. You know? Then, whole Maya will capture us. Like that once, there is some meeting going on, and all the devotees, They were asked to choose the zones. You know? So one devotee was saying, I will go to this zone. I want this zone, you know, as a GBC representative. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, Prabhupada, I will go to India. He was saying, that time, Prabhupada was very busy and spending a lot of time in India constructing, overseeing the construction of the temples. Then he thought, I will get more time to spend with Prabhupada. You know, because nowadays he comes very less to West. So he said, then he has chosen. So once he came here, dealing with Indians, Hindi language, then money, a lot of money is coming in, and so he is facing a lot of problems. You know, then when he requested his god brothers, some other GBCs who are visiting, please help me, in managing the affairs of Indian yatra. They said, we are simply play harmonium, chant, do kirtan, no management for us in India. And he was very frustrated, and then he said, my last hope is Srila Prabhupada. So when Prabhupada came, he went and approached Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I'm having so much difficulty. Then he explained, like this, dealing with the Indians, this, that, so much problem, I'm not able to chant properly, this, that. Prabhupada started laughing and laughing. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was very frustrated. What is this, you know? I am so much in trouble and frustrated. And when I said this, Prabhupada is laughing. You know, instead of understanding my and solving my problems, then he said, Prabhupada, I can't understand why are you laughing. Please help me. Prabhupada said, you are very foolish, you know. You are in such a most fortunate situation, you know. You are so busy, you don't have time for Maya. You know, so why are you complaining? You know, you don't have, so a devotee should be so engaged so thoroughly, you know, that there is no time for Maya. Not that, I have to take rest, you know, I will do only this much seva, why are you giving me so much seva? Right? So, brahmachari means always engaged in seva. No time for doing anything else. Only those devotees can survive in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, you give a small space for Maya, Maya will capture you. Right? So, unless we have Guru Datta Seva, means Guru Datta Seva, means that the spiritual master has given you, you know, Seva, and then you dedicate your life, you know, for executing that mission of the spiritual master, then only one can remain fixed in Krishna consciousness throughout life as brahmachari and make their life perfect. So that Guru Datta Seva one should get. Not that, okay, this seva I will do, this seva I will do. Okay, Prabhuji, I cannot do this seva. Please give me some other seva. And do that. So like that, you know, even if it is difficult, you know, sometimes one should actually take that mission, you know, orders of the spiritual master is one's mission, you know, like that. Once, you know, there is one devotee, Anantacharya, I think. He was instructed, go to Tirupati and serve the Lord Balaji. You know? And they were, Anantacharya? They were asked, you know, they were having difficulty. So, you know, they have taken up the seva of digging a reservoir, water reservoir. You know? And at that time, his wife was pregnant. You know? His wife was pregnant. And then, he was actually digging. Yeah. He was digging and she is carrying the mitti, you know, mud in the gamla, and she is throwing out. So Balaji came in the form of a small boy and he requested Anantacharya, you know, I want to help you. You know, I want to help you. So Anantacharya said, this is my Guru Datta Seva, I don't want your help. You know, we will do this seva for Lord Balaji's pleasure. Then he explained, see, your wife is pregnant, you know, she is having difficulty. You know, and then a small boy is also there beside her. You know, I will help. He said, no, you just get lost. Don't come here and disturb my seva. You know, then she said, then that boy approached the mother. Said, mother, I'm feeling very, you know, lot of pain that, you know, you are pregnant and you have to carry all this gamla, matti and all whole day in this hot sun. You are working hard and sweating and all. I want to help you. She said, you know, my husband will become, you know, upset, you know, angry. Said, no, what I will do? You bring it, you know, halfway, midway. And in the midway, I will collect it and throw it out so that he won't see. Like that. He was doing like that. Then Anantacharya understood. The work is happening very fast, you know, compared to before. Then he asked, you know, what is this, you know, why are you coming back so fast, you know, how you are running, you know, your body is heavy and all, how you are doing it very fast, you know. Then he understood, you know, dal mein kuch kala hai, aisa kuch bolta hai na Hindi mein. Then he hid in a bush and saw, you know, this boy, you know, helping out. Then he came and then I told you, no, not to disturb our service. Go. You know? So then the boy said, please forgive me. And then he started running. And then Anantacharya chased him. And what do you call that instrument? Mitti nikalta hai? Huh? Havda. He threw it at him. You know? Threw it at him. And then it hit his forehead. It is chin. You know? It hit his chin. And like that. And then he ran away. Then when the pujaris opened the door, they found, you know, from Balaji's chin, blood is coming. You know? Sir, what happened? Then Anantacharya came to know. Then he, you know, he begged forgiveness. Then that's why even now they put, camphor. You know, they applied camphor so that the blood flow will stop. At that time, no antibiotics. Right? Metacin, you know, crocin, mycin, you know. Like that, all these sins, they were not there. So they put, you know, camphor. Even now they apply camphor. So one devotee was explaining, narrating the story, that, you know, this is a kind of attachment we should have to, you know, our service. You know, not that we'll give away our service to anybody like that. That kind of intense seva bhav is there, then we will be able to successful. Otherwise, if you let our mind, you know, wander, then we will not be successful. Like there is in this connection, there is one in story they tell that once, you know, there are two rats. They fell in a barrel of yogurt. You know, in barrel of yogurt, and the whole rat community came, and they wanted to help these two rats. You know, and they were saying, you know, it's a very deep depth is there in the barrel, yogurt is there. Then they were all saying, now, you know, it's very, very difficult to come out of this yogurt. You know, you enjoy eating that yogurt and then die very peacefully. No use, you know, trying out to come out and all. So one rat, he heard the instructions of these so-called well-wishers, these rats, and ate some yogurt and died. But one more rat, he kept on, you know, trying to come out, you know, shaking his legs, hands, you know, trying to, you know, come out of the yogurt. Kept on, he didn't hear, you know, what they were saying. He simply did not care. Then kept on doing it, kept on doing it. And what happened? If you keep on churning the yogurt, what will happen? Butter will form. Right? So the butter, the property of the butter is it will float on the yogurt. So with that help of butter, the rat jumped out. Rat jumped out. Right? So the punch of this story is that rat is deaf. That's why he did not hear. You know, he did not hear. Like that, what is that verse? Yadate moha kalilam, buddhir vyati tarishyasi, sata gantas nirvedam, shrotavyacha sutasyacha. You know, when you become indifferent to all these, you know, all these parents, these people, they know, oh, you should enjoy this, that, you know, why are you joining, you know, Hare Krishna movement, you should, you know, devotees also, you know, sometimes they say, go out and enjoy, you know, get married, this, that, you know, we should become like a deaf rat, and then we should take this mala, and every day morning, in a small mala, you know, 16 syllable mantra, right, 16 words, you know, you keep on chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So, by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, we can also churn our heart. Right? So, Krishna is known as butter thief, makanchor. Right? So, when we make our heart as soft as butter, Krishna will steal our heart. Right? It looks like a small activity only, but by doing this small activity of chanting Hare Krishna very, you know, regularly with intense, you know, listening powers, and then we can actually get Krishna prema. Right? Neha bikram nasasi pratyavaho na vidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayato mahato bayat. But at the same thing applies if you perform all these materialistic activities. Again, you know, we may have to go to heavenly planets, enjoy there, or take birth again, all that stuff happens. But if we sincerely chant Hare Krishna, then you know, we can actually attain perfection. Like that. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Our friend is not there today.
क्वेश्चन है किसी का? हमारा क्वेश्चन नहीं है, हमारा अनाउंसमेंट है, अनाउंसमेंट करना है. तो हिज होलीनेस गोपाल कृष्ण महाराज का दिल्ली में एक प्रोसीजर है एंजियोग्राफी, और कुछ एबनॉर्मल होगा तो फिर आगे का प्रोसीजर. तो महाराज जी ने कहा है कि सब लोग क्लास के बाद वहां नरसिंह भगवान के सामने कीर्तन करें. तो जब भी आपको थोड़ा टाइम लगे, तो महाराज अभी एडमिट हो गए हैं हॉस्पिटल में, तो आप सब उनके लिए प्रार्थना करें कि अच्छी तरह से वो बाहर आ जाए। जैसे
हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण।
गोपेश्वर बोल नेक्स्ट।
Hare Krishna, thanks for a wonderful class. I just wanted to clarify, you mentioned that somebody performs devotion for a long time and falls down, and for a short time and he's already fallen. So can you please tell again, what is the destination?
That's what I said. If somebody performs devotion service for a long time, then he will take birth as a Vaishnava in a Vaishnava family. For a little bit, 1 or 2 years, if he performs and falls down, then he will go to heavenly planets. Same question. Hari Priya Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for a very lively class full of anecdotes, stories, and as always, your classes are very lively. Now the question is almost similar, but I would like to reword it a little bit. I want that clarification that we always say that the devotees have to keep clear of pious activities, because pious activities will ultimately take you to Swargalok, which we don't want to do. Therefore, we don't get involved with pious activities, and we turn all our activities into devotional service. Now, if you, as per in your, what you said, that if we don't complete our devotional service, then it is similar effect to the pious activities, then that is very disheartening. Because I never heard this before actually, that if devotional service you cannot complete, then you go to Swargalok. Then you get a chance to be born again as a human, so that wherever you left off, if you did 12%, you will start from 13. If you did 20, you will start from 21. At least you get a chance to continue your devotional service. But this is very disheartening to hear that if you do little devotional service, then you will go to Swargaloka. We don't want to go to Swargaloka. And we are not aware that we have to pray separately for it. I don't want to go to Swargaloka. It is understood that devotional activity is different than the pious activity.
It is,
so can you please clarify?
You are a disciple of Giriraj Maharaj. Unfortunately that you did not hear. Srila Prabhupada told Maharaj only this statement, that most of the ISKCON devotees, they will go to Swargaloka. Check with Giriraj Maharaj. he told once in the class. So
what is the difference then between doing pious activities and doing devotional service?
So why a devotee, somebody falls down, you know, because of desire to enjoy with opposite sex. Like one devotee was very nicely explaining that, you know, these birds, you know, when they fly out, they collect food, grains and all. Then in the evening time, they come back to their nests. Right? Wherever they go, they will come back. Like that, all of us, you know, we may be doing anything, but we have our mental homes. Mental homes. We may be doing some busy something. Then once we finish that work, again we will come back to that mental home and dwell on that sense gratificatory effect, desire, you know, sense gratification. So for many devotees, they give up drinking tea, coffee, meat eating. You know, we have given up all those things, right? But one thing, you know, this desire for enjoying with opposite sex, it is very difficult to give up. That is like for everybody mental home. You know, they all, we may be busy this thing and then again, you know, the bird will fly back to home. Like that we come back to our thoughts of, you know, trying to enjoy with opposite sex. So, because of this only mostly devotees, we have not seen many devotees getting into drinking alcohol, you know, eating meat and all. We never, sometimes, you know, I was very fond of drinking coffee. Sometimes I go to Matunga, I never felt again, oh, I should drink coffee again. You know? But these thoughts of illicit sex, they always come. So, because of this desire for enjoying with opposite sex, Krishna recognizes that desire in the heart of a devotee and he gives him a chance to enjoy in Swargaloka. And again, Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita, then he will come back and take birth in a very rich family, and from where he left, he practices again. If you don't want that gap of going to Swargaloka and practicing, enjoying, that's why I said in the class, you should pray to the Lord every day that, my dear Lord, even if I become incomplete, please don't send me to Swargaloka.
Anyway, thank you. I think we all have to start praying that from today onwards. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thanks a lot, Prabhuji, your excellent class. Prabhuji, you emphasized that a devotee, if he will not chant properly, so he will be affected by Maya. So it's mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam that Ajamil, story of Ajamil, he was really intense to call Lord Narayana. At the time of horrible condition, he was asking to his son, but God blessed him. And the same thing happened in case of Ratnakara Dasyu. He was Ratnakara Dasyu, means Balmiki. He was unable to chant Rama. Instead of he chanted Mara, Lord blessed him. And he got a great chance to become a great devotee. So if devotee is sometimes practicing, might be in the primary stage, he is not unable to concentrate upon the Lord, lotus feet of Lord. Might be in the future he will be a great devotee. So how could it be possible that you explain that he will be affected by Maya if a devotee will not chant properly or not concentrate properly? So can you explain it?
See, when Ajamila chanted, that is called considered Namabhas. Right? So when we chant, sometimes we may commit offenses knowingly. So that will affect our devotion service. So that is why the cause of all problems, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, inattentive chanting. You know, when we chant attentively, then everything is will be proper. But when we chant inattentively, then it will lead to all other offenses. If you take care of one offense, that is that inattentive chanting, then we can take care of all the offenses. But if you neglect that offense, then